Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Call Waiting. It's me, your host, Robin Shaw. And I am so thrown. Today's topic is icks, right? For those who don't know, icks are something that someone does that is like so little to so many, but to you, it just is the biggest turnoff. So I always say, like, an example is I was dating this guy so hot, and then he was on the phone with his mom, and he was like, "But I don't want to, mommy." And hearing him say mommy, like complain, it was like, ick. I was just like, I can't sleep with you ever again. So like, that's an ick. And it could be maybe you don't find guys who wear socks with sandals, like, okay, it's an ick. It's just something that's a turnoff. So I had a whole story about icks. And then early this morning, I get a call from security. For those, if you're newer, security answers the phones. He's also my brother. He calls me this morning and he goes, "Robin, I fucked up." And I said, "What did you do?" And he goes, "I forgot I have jury duty today." Like, he's called in for selection. And I was like, "Okay." He's like, "I'm not going to make the podcast." And I was like, "Are you kidding? Like, what other situation where you could just like forget that you have something to do today and that you have something to do today?" But anyway, so he's like, "I don't get out till 5. We record before then." So I planned this whole episode by myself, right? We were going to start at 4. Well, who walks in 30 seconds to 4 but security?
I'm here.
How the hell did you make it in time?
Well, they did bring us into one case, and I didn't get picked. And then we went back out, and
why didn't they pick you?
Well, I think I just opened my mouth and spoke because I kind of said that because the judge brings, like, spoke to everyone individually with the lawyers right there.
Yeah.
And he goes, what's your name and what do you do? And I'm like, "My name is Richard and I'm secure." And they go, "You're what?" And I go, "Well, they call me secure. And I'm like, "Well, I'm on a podcast and they call me security. And also I kind of help my sister with her stand-up comedy and I do tech. And the fans call me security. It's the name." And I just started rambling. And I was like,
because how do you explain your job?
I don't know how.
Security, what? This sounds good. What's your name? Security. What do you do? I'm security. No, that. But you understand? Yeah. How do you describe your job?
But, and I was nervous. So like, I was stuttering and I was like, and I started, I said, "Well, the fans call me security." And I stopped and I was like, "No. Richard, you sound like an idiot. Like, you sound crazy."
Oh, my gosh. So
yeah, I did not get picked for that. And then they let us out early. And
wait, this is so off topic, but going off, like, you messing up. Because, like, you called me this morning. Like,
I did.
That you
I
fucked
did.
Up. Can I tell this time you really fucked up? But I need your actual permission. I'll cut this out if you say no. The time you called and then the wanting me to call the police.
Oh, gosh.
Do you want me to tell it?
Go tell it.
I need you to
tell
say, it. I need on record, Robin, you could tell the story.
Robin, you could tell the story. And I might add in if you if you mess up the facts.
Okay, guys. So in short, security does not do drugs. He's not even a drinker, right?
No, I don't.
You don't drink. If he has one drink, he's
curse.
Drunk.
So I said I messed up, by the way.
I know. He doesn't curse. Him and my dad are like super straight laced. My mom too, actually. Yeah. She has one glass of wine and she's wasted. Okay, so anyway, he hurt his shoulder a couple of months ago. But whenever this was, like 2 weeks prior, okay? And his shoulder was killing him. And he'd gone to the doctor, and the doctor said, "You just have to wait it out." Well, he was in so much pain and hadn't slept for 2 weeks. He Googled what he should take for shoulder pain, and it said, you know, marijuana could help. Well, in New York, we have these dispensaries all over, every freaking block, right? So security, who does not smoke, who does not do drugs, goes into a dispensary and says, "I need something really strong for my shoulder pain." So they gave him, what looked like a fruit roll up, but they gave him 10 of them, right? And he said,
like strips. Like strips.
Okay. So security took an entire fruit roll up, okay? An entire one. All right. An hour later, he calls me and he's like, Robin. And I go, yeah. He goes, okay, I took an edible and I think it was lace and I think I'm dying. Call 911. And I was like, wait, what? He's like, I took an edible. And I'm laughing, right? He's like, this is not a joke, Robin. Call 911. And I said, security, I am not calling 911. Go to sleep. He's like, Robin, my legs are gone. They're gone. And I said, all right, security, go lay down. I'm going to come over. He's like, you promise you're coming? I said, security, I have my keys in my hand. He goes, stay on the phone with me till you're here. I go, okay. So I'm like, security, you're absolutely fine. He goes, no, you got to call 911. I said, security, I'm on my way. And then security stops talking, okay? And then 10 seconds later, I hear security go, Siri, call Robin. I go, security, I'm on the phone. And he goes, Siri, call Robin. I go, security, I'm on the phone. He's like, Siri, call Robin. Click, the phone hangs up. And I was like, oh my gosh. So then I get to his apartment. I'm buzzing. He's not answering. I'm buzzing. He's not answering. I don't have his keys. So I'm like, oh my gosh. And I was like, okay, hopefully he just fell asleep, right? So I go home and then I call our other brother just to be like, I shouldn't call 911. And my other brother's like, no, do not call 911. I call my friend Adam and I was like, should I call 911? He's like, do not. He's asleep. I call my dad. My dad's like, do not call 911. I was like, okay. So I go to sleep. Remember, that was probably around 12-ish, right? Maybe 12:15. Then at 4 in the morning, I get a call. I pick up and I'm like, hello. And security's like, where are you? I said, what do you mean? He goes, you said you were on your way over. I said, security, that was like 4 or 5 hours ago. He goes, call 911. He's like, my legs are missing. I said, oh my God. I said, I'm not calling security. And he goes, you call 911 or I call 911. I said, okay, security, I'll call 911. So now it's like 4:30 in the morning. I call 911 and I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed to be making this call. I said, my brother never smokes weed. He ate an edible. He thinks his legs are gone. What should I do? And so they said, you know what? We'll send an ambulance over to his house. And I was like, okay, again, but like, please let them know it's just weed. Like, he's fine. And he's like, they're like, yeah, no, it's fine. We're going to send an ambulance. So then I call security. I'm like, security, an ambulance is on the way. And then he's like, can you stay on the phone with me? And I said, yeah. So then I hear the buzzer. I said, security, let them in. That's the ambulance and the cops. So he lets them in. And then all of a sudden I hear the knock at security's door. He opens the door and the guy goes, could you put on clothes? Oh my God. So security was
sir, butt can you please naked. Sir, can you please put some clothes on?
He was butt naked. Oh my God. So anyway, but back on to X. Did I nail that story perfectly?
Oh yeah, that was it. That was the story.
Lesson is, don't do drugs. Nope.
Or you're gonna end up naked in front of the cops.
Oh my God. All right, so anyway, back on to X. I don't even know. This is the weirdest transition ever. So my best friend, one of my best friends, Regina DeChico, throughout the pandemic, we were each other's person. Every day we'd go for a walk. And at the time, I was dating someone long distance. She was living with her husband. And the icks that came out of the pandemic, when you had to spend time with someone often or like stuck with someone, the icks got bigger and bigger. And even though my ex lived across the country, I actually think the pandemic stressed his and my icks for each other. So I couldn't think of a better person to talk to on today's episode. Plus, she's the warm-up at The View. She worked at SNL. She's had so many jobs and dealt with so many celebrities that I cannot wait to get her on the phone. So, security.
Yeah.
My legs are gone. Can you get Regina on the line?
Okay, Robin, we have Regina on the phone.
Hi, Regina.
Hello, Robin. How are you?
Oh my God, this is so funny. I can't believe I'm interviewing you. Okay, Regina. So you are the warm-up comedian at The View.
Yes.
What the hell does a warm-up comedian do, especially at The View?
Well, I feel like it's definitely a funny job. And I feel like a lot of people like ask me what it is that I'm doing while I'm doing it, which I feel like wouldn't happen in most other jobs. Right. Because people are like, what is this? Like, so when you come to The View 15 minutes before the show starts, I'm with you. So like, I'm getting you excited. I'm getting you ready to go. I'm giving you simple view, like, you know, simple things to do, like shut off your phone, which is more complicated than you think sometimes. So we start with stuff like that. But then I just like get everybody going and excited. What makes The View sort of wild is it's The View and it can be a political show and things can go in different directions. So then sometimes like I will come back on all the commercial breaks. So sometimes it gets a little interesting when it's like the show takes a turn or like a topic can be like, you know, touch and go or sad or, you know, everybody knows what the news is.
Right. So for people who've never been to a live taping, what they do is there's a warm-up comic, right? And before the show, the warm-up comic comes out, hypes up the audience, tells jokes, makes them laugh. Then the show starts. And then during the commercial break, the warm-up comic comes back out to entertain the audience. It's the way to get the audience hyped up. So that's what Regina does. But a lot of times people are confused because if you've never been to a taping, you're like, who is this person talking to me? And like, especially on a show like The View, where like they could be like fighting about Trump and it gets really hot and heavy. And then all of a sudden, commercial break, Regina has to come out and be like, so how did you two meet? Right?
Yes. No, totally. And what's funny is like, people after the show will be like, oh my gosh, like you are so funny. You should be a stand-up comedian. And then I'm kind of like, oh my God, well, that's what I was doing right now. But when the crew hears them, then the crew will like get in on it. And they'll be like, wait, did you guys hear that? Gary, don't you think Regina should be a comedian? And then they'll all be like, yeah, Regina, you should really do it.
How difficult is it? Because again, like I think like warming up for a Colbert or Jon Stewart or like an Ellen type show is much easier than The View. What do you do when like the women are fighting and then it's a commercial break and you have to come back out? Like, what's your go-to?
I just try to like change the topic because sometimes I'll be like, wait, who has a birthday? and a lot of times the audience knows and like sometimes they'll laugh too, but sometimes you can tell they want to be like, Regina, get out of the way. Stop trying to distract us with your antics.
Oh my God, you like come out and juggle. You have like a whoopee cushion.
Yeah. I like flail my arms. I'm like, look at me over here.
Oh my God. Do you think by doing The View, you've become like more politically like aware of what's happening?
Yeah. So like I actually try to watch the news in the morning just because I feel like I want to know what I'm jumping into. Like, I don't want to walk into a day thinking, like, everything's great. What a beautiful Tuesday. And then I get in and find out something insane happened overnight that I'm not aware of.
Wait, so I feel like do you think because of The View is why you know who William Barr was when I sent him sent you the picture?
Yes, that could have
guys,
like, I knew and you
guys,
didn't.
I was on an airplane and I see this guy across from me and I'm like, oh my God, he's a movie star. Because people were coming over to him and taking pictures with him or shaking his hand. And I was like, who is this movie star? So I sent the picture to security, who was on the plane also a few rows behind me. And I said, security, there's a big movie star on the plane. And he was like, I was like, who is this? And security's like, oh my God, I know him. I just can't place him. So then we're at the baggage claim. Security goes up to him and says, love everything you've been in. Right after he did that, I had sent the picture to Regina and I was like, what movie is he in? And Regina's like, that's William Barr. He worked for Trump. He was the attorney general for Trump. And security had gone up to him and said, I love everything you've been in.
Like, security loves trials.
He did just come from jury duty. So, you know, he is.
He's modeling his life after that now.
Security's become a whole new. He's a big William Barr fan.
Because at first I was like, oh, Robin, it's not so bad. You were confused. But then when she said security went up to him, and I was like, oh, I love everything you've done.
Oh, wait, I didn't even tell you this. I don't even know if I told security this. So a fan of mine, actually, you know, I told this story on Instagram and TikTok. Right. A fan messaged me. She saw William Barr at an airport, went up to him, showed him the video of me in security. Because remember, I took a picture of him in security going right. over. And so she showed William Barr, and then he was like, oh, okay. <He didn't.
laughs> Is he following you now, Robin? Is he following you?
He's the next call.
Because you really need to ask him what he does, not for everybody else. But you need to find out what William Barr does.
Okay. as our entire interview is about William Barr.
He's going to be trending thanks to this podcast. Thanks to Call Waiting with Robin.
Oh, my God. I got to try to get him on the podcast. Okay.
Security's a big fan. He'll get
him. Okay. All right. So you work at The View. How did you audition? Like, what's the audition process to be a warm up?
The audition process at The View was just to do the job, which is sort of wild. It's kind of like a trial by fire.
Uh-huh.
Like, I remember I got in and they were like, okay.
Is that the phrase trial by fire?
I think so.
Isn't it a trial by jury? Trial by. Oh, no, it's by fire? Is that a phrase?
I don't know. But security just gave
her. Will you borrow the phone? Let's see.
I think it's trial by fire. Should we Google it?
Okay. All right. Security's Googling.
I think it's trial by fire. So it's just like, you just do the job. And it's like, are you going to be able to do it under pressure? Like, you don't have to think about it. So like what was kind of funny was, so I had actually years ago worked with Whoopi had a sitcom and it was called Whoopi. It was on NBC. It lasted one season.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew Whoopi from then, but I hadn't like seen her in a long time. So then I go into audition The View.
And what did you do on the Whoopi show?
I was the assistant to the executive producers.
It is so crazy. I learn new things about you every day, and we spend every day together for the last 10 years.
It's like my favorite thing, because Robin's like, I feel like you're my best friend, and I'm always...
Every time we talk, she'll be like, oh, so I was with John Lithgow the other day, and I'm like, wait, what? How is that happening? Okay, so you worked on the Whoopi show, so you knew Whoopi. You went in audition for The View.
Right, so like the crew was kind of telling me what to do, so they were like, okay, like, you're going to be on stage and then you'll do your jokes and then the show will start. So before the show starts, I would be like right in front of the table, like on stage talking to the audience. But what the crew forgot to tell me was once the show starts, I would stay on the studio floor. But I didn't know that. So the very first day I like did my warm up, the show started and I went right back to like put my butt against the glass table. But now the ladies are sitting there. So then like Whoopi called me over. Because she was like, baby, it's a little easier if you do the next part from like down there. And I just looked at the whole crew like, are you kidding me? Because like, I was like, nobody talk, because they're like trying to get notes from producers. And it's just like my butt on the glass. And I'm like trying to talk. Like my job is now more important than your job.
It's so crazy when like you talk to me about Whoopi as if she's just like a normal person in your life, because she's such a movie star. Like she's probably one of the most like recognizable people on this planet.
Yes. No, I was laughing. So they did a screening for Till, the movie that she did, which is amazing if you haven't seen it. And I went to the screening and there were people like just trying to get her attention and they were taking selfies with her back. Like she was not looking at the camera. They were not asking, but they were taking a selfie with Whoopi's back. And in my head, I thought, someone's going to see that picture and they'll be like, oh yeah, that is definitely
Whoopi. She's just
like,
so
you would
famous.
Know her back from the back. You would like, you could possibly identify Whoopi.
So guys, during the pandemic, I went super viral and The View was the first TV show, news outlet, whatever, to pick it up. And Regina, that morning at work, the producers said that they were showing this viral video and talking about this comedian, Robin Scholl. And they're like, Regina, you know her. And Regina's like, yeah. And so Regina told Whoopi how to pronounce my last name. And Regina, I'll let you tell the story. But Whoopi's like, I know, I got it. And Regina's like, no, you got to tell the story. Tell the story. Even though I
so like, I was at home on Zoom and they were all at home on Zoom, but everybody, I feel like they were also making sure like Robin wasn't crazy either. Like, Virginia, your best friend, Robin, we can show her clip, right? Robin's
great. She's not an anti-Semitic, racist, homophobe, right?
I'm like, no, she's great. No one's getting canceled today, everybody. So then they called from Whoopi's house, like, to be like, wait, how do we say Scholl? Like, how do we say Robin's last name? And they knew I would know. And I was like, Telerik Shaw. And then they were like, yeah, Regina got it. I was like, S-C-H-A. Yeah, yeah. They're like, no, Regina, it's cool. So then, like, we're watching on Zoom, and I, like, have my Zoom audience.
Again, it's because it was during the pandemic. Now she goes in. Yeah.
Right, like November. But then what was funny was I was so excited when they showed Robin. I, like, started crying. I took my phone out. I'm, like, filming my, like, my computer screen to get the Zoom. But I forgot I had, like, AirPods in, so there's no volume. So it's just me heavy breathing and crying with, like, video over. And I'm like, oh my God.
Guys, I didn't get a heads up that they were going to be playing my video and talking about me. It wasn't until the show ended. I was live streaming at the time. The show ended, and I get this video from Regina of her just heavy breathing to my video. She said,
but then I also put it in my Insta stories. So then, like, people started being like, what is this? So it's like I just filmed.
To be, like, sentimental for a second. You know, Regina and I have been friends, I don't know how long now. When did you get married? How many years ago?
24
years ago.
29 million yeah. years
ago. How long ago?
Nine. I knew you even before that.
Yeah. So let's say we've been friends for like 10, 11 years, right? So, but during the pandemic, because we lived so close to each other, you know, just like two or three blocks, we were each other's, you know how everyone had like their pod, the people they saw? In New York, you couldn't really do that.
Right.
Regina and I lived alone and she just lived with her husband. And we lived like, we let him stay. I definitely had the better situation. I was like all by myself. And people were like, oh, I feel so bad for you. I was like, thank God I'm not stuck with anyone. But Regina and I every day would go for walks. Like we were each other's only people we would see throughout the pandemic. And Regina really hit rock bottom. And then I hit rock bottom. We take turns hitting rock bottom. But especially like when my grandmas both passed, which was 2 weeks apart. I wouldn't leave my apartment. And she called me one day and she's like, I'm downstairs. Come take a walk with me. And I said, no. And then she's like, I'm not leaving till you leave your apartment. And I was like, okay, fine. She won't leave. So we walked and it was just like such a sad time. And we were just like there for each other. So then when I went viral a couple months later and we had something to be happy about, going viral is very exciting anyway, but I think because we had both gone through such hell together, that was such a huge moment for both of us, right?
Oh, for sure. And it was really, like, I remember that day after grandma's, you didn't want to come downstairs. And I remember like being like, Robin, I promise I'm wearing flip-flops. I can't even walk that far. Just come downstairs. Like, I was just like, please just walk outside for two minutes.
Oh, you're such a good friend. I needed to leave my apartment. And then I think I made you walk for like 7 hours.
Right. So. I think then you were like, no, now that I'm outside, I'm like, but I didn't prepare. Remember my flip-flops? And then I'm like, I don't know where the virus is from. My toes are exposed. Put your face shield back on.
It was such a crazy time. Guys, we would take walks. We'd have like 7 masks and a shield on. We'd be outside and literally someone would come up to us and we'd just start screaming at them.
Well, also like, no, the face shields didn't catch on with anybody but me and Robin.
Guys, like, we looked like welders. I don't know what was wrong. I was once walking by this homeless man and to meet you and I was wearing my shield and he's like, you look like an alien. I was like, oh my God, I'm being mocked by people on the street.
It did not catch on.
No.
We're like, guys, face shield. Am I right? And it was only me and you.
Wait, so back to The View. Oh my God, we cannot stay on track for the life of us. So I brought up John Lithgow.
Yes.
Tell the story.
Okay, so then I know John Lithgow from working on like other projects, like before The View. And like what's crazy.
I just found out about this, guys, today, because I thought she met him when she worked at SNL, which is a whole other story. But I just found out today she worked at Eyewitness News.
Right. So I was like, it's really funny. I guess like I
don't know, like, guys. She'd be making all of this up. I have no clue.
I did a lot of internships and I worked at a lot of different jobs.
Okay. She worked on Whoopi. Didn't you do an Eva Longoria TV show at one point?
We started to write something for, I've done like a lot of like random things.
Okay.
But then John was like post SNL, another project. John Lithgow. And then what was crazy was like, I think people, when I started The View, everyone just assumed like I started at The View, but now like famous people will show up. So then, like, literally John Lithgow comes, he does his bit, and then he's saying goodbye, and then he looks up, and then he's like, oh my God, you work here? Nobody told me Regina worked here. Regina works here. So he starts, like, and then all the ladies, like, slowly turn around and be like, what the hell is going on? And I'm like, oh, I didn't tell you guys. I know John Lithgow. But he's another one, like, Whoopi. Like, there's no doubt that it's him.
Right.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's so tall. You're like, oh my God, it's him. From, like, however you know him. And one time we were walking on Central Park West, and it's like he's always on stage, which is sort of the most amazing thing about him.
Mm-hmm.
So we're walking, and then he sees on the other side of the street, Steve Martin is walking with his dog. And then, like, John Lithgow just like, well, hello, Steve. And then, like, but the thing is, too, I think Steve Martin's just like, oh God, so just thinks they know me. So he, like, doesn't look up. And then, like, John's just, like, unfazed, like, waving at
him. Wait, so Steven didn't acknowledge him?
No. Oh, and then I wanted to be like, I was like, should someone tell Steve it's cool? It's actually John Lithgow. But it's like, no.
Alas, Regina.
Yes.
he once sent Regina an email, and Regina just read me the first line. It was, alas, Regina, it is true.
Yeah,
that's really how John Lithgow talks.
It's so funny. I feel like Whoopi is exactly who you think Whoopi is, and then John Lithgow is exactly who you think he is, both in, like, the absolute best ways possible. We're like, yeah, like, yeah, like, who uses not only alas in a sentence, but, like, in an email? But he does.
Alas,
and then you
Regina,
hear it in his voice.
Now, at SNL, you were the design assistant for a set design department,
yes.
Correct?
Yes. Correct.
These are all made up jobs. Yes. None of this is true.
That's a real. Well, I guess the part that's weird is I never studied set design. Knows, and I was like, had no intent. I've spoken to people that do set design that they're like, it's absolutely insane.
Yeah, like you need an art degree or something. Right.
Like, it does. But I was like, also, I was like an SNL nerd. Like, I was obsessed with SNL. So
right.
When I interned for them, they were kind of like, she doesn't know about set design, but she really knows the show. And they're like, I guess we can teach her. So, like, I would place props. So stuff that you think about, like, when you have a room, like, SNL, it starts with, like, just three walls, right? So if I had to make it a living room, there, like, sconces go up, a light switch, there's a couch. So it's like all this stuff that you would never think about, but there's people at SNL placing every single thing to make three walls become a room.
Right. That's okay.
So, like, that was kind of what, and then there was, and I wasn't allowed to touch stuff because of the union. So then I would have to tell a guy to put a light switch to the place that I pointed to.
So it's that like the, like, pace of SNL is just nuts, right?
Yeah, no, it's a crazy and amazing, like, you kind of don't care about outside life. I felt like when I was there, like, I was like, all I want is, like, to be here. Like, so it's, and it's also like a funny, like, almost summer camp thing. Cause it's like a bunch of adults working crazy hours. You're there all the time. You feel like these are your people. Like, cool stuff is happening, like, all around you. Like, I was there, if you remember, Robin, when Ashley Simpson, like, flubbed that whole line.
Oh my God, when she was lip syncing?
Yeah, when she was lip syncing.
Oh my God, that was that was a moment in pop culture.
Yes. And I feel like because I was at SNL, like, all I wanted was that moment. Like, I wanted a moment.
Yeah,
I knew
yeah.
that was going to be the moment. So, like, that thing happens, and, like, we get flubbed, and it's, like, the lip sync, and all of a sudden, like, Maya Rudolph, like, everyone was coming into our office to, like, look at the monitor, like, what is happening? And then I just remember being like, this is it. This is my moment in SNL history. And I was supposed, I had a wedding to go to the next day, so my intention was not to go to the after party or not to go to the after party. Okay, I basically wound up, like, I was like, I have to be a part of this. I think I got home, like, 6 a.m., like, had to go to a wedding. When I got to the wedding, people were, like, running past the bride and groom to get to me.
Look, that was such a big moment. Because, like, even though we know now everyone lip syncs, I remember when Ashley Simpson lip synced on SNL, it was, like, the end of the world. I think it was, like, the end of her career. I don't think she came back after that.
No, I don't think she did. And they tried to really help. They were like, listen.
Imagine it was your fault. Like, you were moving a set and you hit a wire.
I was like, the light switch should be here. And I'm like, something got unplugged. But I'm sure it's fine.
Oh my God. Before I let you go, I know you have a really cool SNL cast member story with Mike.
Oh yeah. So this is actually funny that we brought up the Eyewitness News. This is going to loop it back to Eyewitness News. So, like, growing up, I was obsessed with Mike Myers, like, specifically Wayne's World Mike Myers. So, like, that was my, like, SNL, like, era. So I was, like, obsessed with Mike Myers. And like, I used to be Wayne for Halloween, like Wayne Campbell, to be clear, like several years in a row, Robin, I was Wayne for Halloween. I mean, it wasn't easy costumes. It was like jeans, black t-shirt. I already had the black hair.
Right.
My Wayne told that up. So I was like working at Eyewitness News. And just to let you know what the year it was, like Regis, it was still Regis and Kathy Lee at the time. And Mike Myers was going to be on for Austin Powers. So I'm like, oh, and now mind you, I have not worked in TV yet. Like Eyewitness News and like Sam Champion is my closest celebrity. If you're in the New York audience and you know your weathermen and Eyewitness News. So I wasn't like doing celebrities then. So like Mike Myers is on Regis and Kathy Lee. So I like, I'm so excited. And I've like asked the supervisors at Eyewitness News. I'm like, guys, can I go down? He's going to be on tomorrow. And they're like, yes, Regina, you have permission to go down. So I think I'm like so good. I'm so diligent. I go down. Every intern at ABC is there waiting for him. Like every single intern went down because like this is the height of Austin Powers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I'm just here with like every other intern. So then the intern supervisor comes in and she's like, what are you all doing here? Did anyone ask for permission? Not one person had asked for permission but me. So everybody else had. So now it's me and the internship coordinator like in the hallway. And she asked me what I'm holding. I'm holding a picture of me as Wayne Campbell. So like I have me dressed as Mike Myers from Halloween. So she like looks at it and she's like, you know what, Regina, like, give me the picture. I'm going to go in when he gets here. I'm going to get it signed for you. And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. At that moment, he comes down the hallway. So then I start from Wayne's World. I was like, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. So then he looks up at me and he starts doing it back. And he's like, you're most definitely worthy. You're most definitely worthy. So then Kelly was the internship coordinator. He goes in the green room. She hands me the picture back. And she's like, I think you need to do this. So I go in the green room, and now also ER is like insanely popular. So Noah Wiley is in the green room. I put my back to Noah Wiley.
William Barr is also in the green room.
He's with Noah Wiley. They're working on some really big stuff. So I like start, I'm like, Mr. Myers. And then he looks up, and then I don't even, Robin, know what I started saying, but like I did eventually burst into tears, just so everybody knows. So I'm like talking, I start crying. He's like, oh, Regina's a province in Canada, even though they say Regina. He didn't say it that day, which I appreciate. But he like wrote on the picture, like, to Regina, party on, Mike Myers. We took a picture together. So it was like amazing. But then what happened was word got out what happened. So like all the other interns start to be like, wait, did you cry? Did you cry? And I'm like, no. But then the ladies that did tickets for Regis and Kathy Lee, they would see me. They'd be like, oh, Regina, Brian Dennehy's going to be on this week. Are you going to cry for him? But I remember being like, no one can take
it. So it's the sweetest moment, but you got mocked for years.
Oh my God, totally mocked. But I was like, it was worth it. And like now it's so funny, like being around celebrities. So I can't think of another celebrity that would happen with. And I was also telling someone, I feel like the celebrities you're obsessed with when you're younger just hit
100. I totally
than, like the people when you get older, right?
Totally. Like, that keeps happening to me now. Like, right? I mean, so many celebrities, but it's the ones that when I was a kid made a difference that I like freak out over.
Right. Except the ones that you like grew up with when it's like you don't understand, like, there's producers and writers.
Yeah,
like, it's just you making all this magic.
I know, I know. Well, for us it is sometimes with my TikToks. But all right, Regina, thank you so much for coming on Call Waiting, and thank you for being such a good friend to me and John Lithgow.
Please, you're welcome. Me and John and William Barr are calling me.
Alas, Regina. Alas, Regina, I must be going.
I must call Robin. Call Waiting. And Steve Martin's on the line.
Alas, alas. All right, bye, Regina.
Oh my goodness. It was so hard not to laugh on with the microphone on.
You're allowed to laugh.
I didn't want to ruin the interview.
Oh, okay. All right,
but I do want to let you know, trial by fire. It's a test of one's ability to perform under pressure.
Alas, I do not care. All right, let's open up the lines. Today's topic is icks. Let's hear some people's icks.
Okay, Robin, we have Jay on the phone.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, how's it going, Robin?
I'm good. Okay, so today's topic is icks. So yeah. What is your ick? Let's hear.
My wife, I really hate it that she wears her water shoes like at a water park. Why? You're at a water park. So you don't need water shoes. What's going to happen?
So
to
when
you?
Are you supposed to? When are you supposed to wear water shoes?
No shoes. You walk around barefoot like you're supposed to.
Okay, but where are you supposed to wear water shoes?
Nowhere. They're not made for anything.
Oh, so your ick is just, actually, you know what? I kind of agree. Like, sometimes I'll see, like, a guy wearing, like, those water shoes in the ocean. And I'm exactly. Like, come. There, you know what? I actually agree with you. There's something just a little, like, not, for me, it's like, well, that's not really manly. But I could see you'd also be like, oh, that's not really sexy. When you're wearing, like, a bathing suit and then shoes. You know what? I'm with you. That is an ick.
Like, I mean, I can understand maybe if you're at the water park and you're like going from one place to the next, but you don't need water shoes when you're in the lazy river. You're in the lazy river. Yeah,
I agree. So like you would think your wife is so attractive being in the lazy river. And then you look down, you're like looking at her curves, her beautiful hair, then her thighs. And then you make it down to her feet and you're just like,
ugh. Nope, done. Sorry. Have a nice day.
Done. Here are the divorce papers.
Yep.
Well, Jay, thank you so much for calling in with your ick. Wait, at first I was not on board. I was like, what's the problem? But then when I thought about it, I was like, oh my God, I totally agree.
It's funny because I felt the same way. At first I was like, no, this isn't an ick.
You're totally someone with water shoes. You are the ick.
Are you? You know what? I think every single call is going to end up being like, security, it's you, isn't it?
Let's keep track of how many of the icks you do.
Okay.
All right, put through the next call.
Okay, Robin, we have Sarah on the phone.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Robin. How's it going?
It's good. Thank you so much for calling into call waiting.
Yeah, of course. I've been excited. I've been putting it on my reminder that I have to call you every week and I forget. But I have a good one.
Okay, so it's ick, so let's hear. Okay, let's hear.
So I had a partner who wears sweatpants when we go out. And I feel like, it's like, if not like necessarily to a nice dinner, I feel like when I started communicating that was not on, he changed it up. But for a while, like, you know, people, what my ick is like when people will wear sweatpants out to a dinner or to like a nice outing or even if we were going to the zoo. I feel like, just put some pants on. You know, it reminds me of that Seinfeld episode where Jerry says to George, like, it feels like you've given up on life. When you put your, like, sweatpants on, he says that to George.
No,
you
know? Totally. Totally. I mean, I wear leggings, but I feel like leggings can look like nicer pants.
You know, Robin, I was thinking the same. The female equivalent of that is the yoga pants, and I'm wearing them, too. Right now, while I'm out shopping.
I'm wearing leggings right now. But sweatpants are different. No, sweatpants is different. First of all, leggings and like, yes, let me tell you why. Leggings and yoga pants are sexy. You know, you get to see the butt and you see the thighs,
true.
Right? We're just rocking what we've given, you know? But sweatpants is like baggy and every sweatpants has stains on it. I don't know one person that has sweats that doesn't have like a mustard stain, you know?
Weird so. Totally. And also, he's like, you know, he's like 5'8", 5'9", but when you're wearing the sweatpants, you're taking off a few inches, right? Like, he looks a little, like, shorter and stuff, and I'm like, no, like...
Yeah,
I'm
like, schlubby.
But you have nice legs, like, show them off. Wear some nice slacks. Shorts, I'll even settle for that.
No way we go on a date and a guy shows up in sweatpants that I'm
oh,
like,
no.
Yeah,
that's
no,
not
it's
happening.
Always like, ugh.
Oh my God, thank you so much. You agree. I was like, am I being crazy?
100%. And again, this is a girl who wears leggings 7 days a week. But again, leggings are different. Leggings is showing off your curves. Sweatpants is I've given up.
I hadn't thought about that. Thank you for putting it that way.
Thank you for calling in. I love this ick.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
Of course. Thank you for talking. Have a good rest of your day.
All right. Bye. All right.
Oh, I totally wear sweatpants.
But I don't, be honest, have you ever worn sweatpants on a date?
No.
Like, even when you've been dating someone, like if you're in a relationship, will you go out to dinner in sweatpants? Ick.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about when you first start dating.
No, I'm saying
when you're in a relationship,
comfortable, yeah.
Will you go out for dinner in sweats?
Yeah.
You are a walking ick. Okay, put through the next call.
Okay, Robin, we have Maggie on the phone.
Hey, Maggie.
Hi, Robin. So nice to connect with you.
So nice to connect with you. So today's topic is icks. So explain to me what will give you an ick.
All right. This is going to be very controversial, especially being an elder millennial within the Gen Z demo. But I cannot stand when a person uses the word like as like a transition. When someone
someone's
like yeah, like, you know, when like we went to the park and like he called me and like I just, it's not a traditional
word. Oh yeah, that's
word.
Disgusting. I can't stand when people do that.
And
I use like a lot. So is this just for men or women too? Is this something across the board for everyone?
Both. And it's especially irritating when men use it. Because
so do you know? Yeah.
I don't know if I find it very valley girl. And it's just a huge turnoff for me.
No, I agree. I sometimes, because I use the word like and and okay so much. And sometimes I'll listen to myself back and I'll be like on the podcast and I'll be like, I really need to ask Betches to cut out all my likes because there's about like 100 per hour.
Don't get me wrong. I have been guilty of it. But you ever talk to someone and they've said the word like maybe 20 times? In 15 seconds
or
one sentence.
Well, yes, me. I listen back.
You're the exception to the rule.
I'm the walking
Robin, egg. You're the exception
to the rule. Okay, thank you. Thank you. I get it because I'll listen to people talk and I'll notice when they don't say like and and okay. And it makes people sound so much smarter. And it makes people sound dumber.
Right.
Dumbest.
And I just want to share this with the community. I've been guilty of actually, when interviewing people, not giving people jobs because they use the word like too much in their interview.
Especially when the like is drawn out. So for example, if they go, I went to the store like 3 days ago. You know what I mean? When the like is like, I just said like 7 times in this one sentence. But like I say like, you know, within the words. Do you know what I mean? My likes are hidden in versus some
totally
people use the
too.
Like stretched out.
I totally use it too. I just find that people use it unnecessarily in sentences way too much. And I guess, you know, some people like the French use, they say, and some people have like, okay. But the word like to me, I don't know what it is.
Is just it's your ick. It's your ick. You can't help it.
It just, and especially when men do it. I'm sorry. It's just, the word like should not be in your vocabulary. Man up.
You know what? I agree. Look, I agree with you. I agree. If I don't have many flaws, this may be my flaw. And I'm constantly trying to work on myself.
Right.
Not that hard, but you know, once in a while I try. So look, I this is controversial only because I think so many people do it, but I actually think everyone agrees with you.
Right.
So I'm not taking offense. I agree. I think you're correct. And from this point forward, I will have a tip jar and I will put a half a penny in for every 10 times I say like.
Right. And I've actually gone into arguments with friends, calling them out, just saying, you know, I love you dearly, but you use the word like way too much. And they're like, what are you talking about? I was like, you just used the word like way too much. They're like, this is who I am. If you can't accept it. And I said, this is not who you are. It's just, but I also, it's just a me thing. And I know I just have to bear with it because some people, it's also a tick or it's just a way to find the words that they're looking for.
Right.
But I just hate the word.
Yeah, no.
Like.
Look, it's I think a lot of people agree. You don't have to make excuses for yourself. I think you're in the correct. But as someone who does it a lot, It's hard to overcome. But yeah. I agree. It's an ick, and you're allowed to have whatever icks you want.
Yes. And I just wanted to come on and give a public service announcement that I feel that people should just be conscious of the word and maybe try to use it less.
You know what? You're making a difference in the world.
I am making changes. I am changing the world one life.
Yes,
at a time.
You are a good person. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it.
I'm still gonna listen to you. Don't worry. You're still on my top.
Okay,
so
good.
Thank you so much, bye. Robin. Bye.
So you actually don't say like that much. I do.
You do. But I start a lot of sentences with all right. And I actually went back to earlier episodes and yeah. I was hearing that. And I go, oh, wow. I start a lot of sentences with all right.
And I start I start, oh my God. It's like Pee Wee's Playhouse, the word. Every time I say like it, and we all scream. And we'll be on the next call. And they'll be like, my parents died. And we'll be like, I feel like that stinks. Okay, put through the next call.
Okay, Robin, we have Rebecca on the phone.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Thank you so much for calling in to Call Waiting.
Yes, of course.
So what is your ick? Paint the picture for me, please.
I would say I have an ick with men especially. When they...
It ends a sentence.
No,
okay, no. Continue.
when they spell things incorrectly, like I've had people text me, oh, I'm bored, and spell it B-O-A-R-D instead of the correct way. I also hate when people say... Something that gives me an ick is when they are saying something or texting me something and they use the wrong word instead of the correct one. So they'll be like, oh, I'll totally wear that. And they'll use W-H-E-R-E instead of W-E-A-R. It just gives me the ick.
Right. You know why? You know what it comes down to? I think it's like intelligence. You were personally probably someone who's attracted to intelligence. So when you see men especially... write words incorrectly, whether it's spelled wrong or using the wrong word, that to you is showing their intelligence, which is why you probably get an ick from it.
Oh, 100%. But I'm also dating someone who does that.
I didn't say what we end up with. I said what we're attracted to.
I'll let it slide. Like, I definitely will correct him when he slips up.
Yeah.
Very icky.
Yeah, no, it's just it's not like super hot like when guys can't spell, you know. And look, this is coming from someone who misspells everything, you know, but I want the guy to at least spell correctly. We can't have two idiots in this relationship.
I feel like also he'll be like, he said once to me, he was like, my mom yelled at me for getting so much snacks. I'm like, do you mean like you got a lot of, like, he just, like, it's grammatically incorrect. And I'm just like, it gives me.
Right.
And I'm just like, sorry.
I totally get it. I get it. That is an ick. But thank you so much for calling. I agree. This one, I'm on board with you.
Yeah. Thank you for being on board with board.
B-O-A-R-D. And with a board, B-O-A-R-D.
Exactly.
All right, thanks for calling in. It was nice talking to you. Wait, we're both.
We're both guilty and like, but,
It's like, all the time. No, sometimes, like Regina will be like, sometimes I feel like I'm deciphering a code when you text me, Robin, because there's so many mistakes.
And you would think that autocorrect would...
Autocorrect, I feel like, messes it up even more.
Though I didn't think autocorrect has learned the letter U does mean Y-O-U now.
Right. All right, you want to do another call?
All right. Oh, there you... All right. Okay, Robin, we have Alana on the phone.
Hi, Alana.
Hello.
How you doing today?
I am well. How are you? Is that really you?
I'm good. So tell us, what's your ick? Explain it to us.
A while ago, I dated this guy, not for very long, just wanted to date. And he ate with his mouth, so he had a big mouth. And I could see all the food inside his mouth, and he wouldn't stop talking. And then the food started dropping, and it was absolutely disgusting. And then at the end of the dinner, he wanted to kiss me. And all I can think about was the food falling from his mouth. Eek. Does that qualify?
Oh, my God. Can I tell you? No, 100%, because this is my ick. When I see food, like chewed up food in people's mouths. Like, oh my gosh, we have the same ick. We have the same ick. Like a boyfriend that I'm with and in love with for years, will go out to eat. And if he's talking and I see leftover chewed up food in his mouth, I don't want to see him for the rest of the night. Like, don't touch me. We have the same ick. Thank you so much. And thank you for calling in, because I didn't even know that was my ick until you said it.
I guess we all have accents like that.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Take care. That really, you know what? I wasn't sure what my ick was. And that's it. It's seeing leftover food in people's mouths.
I think you've actually yelled at me once because I chewed and you're like, Richie, just close your mouth, please. And
it's not even an ick. It's actually like a physical reaction where I want to puke.
I don't think you're alone on this. Obviously.
All right. Security, put through the next call.
Okay, we have Jenny on the phone.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Ooh, that was a good hi. That was enthusiasm.
I'm very excited to be chatting with you, Robin.
No, same. Okay, so today's topic is icks. What do you got for us?
Oh, my God. This happened to me this weekend, and I haven't been able to get it out of my head. So I was at my hometown this weekend, and I was hanging out at a friend's house, and I was walking. He has like a two-story house, and it's connected by this long staircase. And I was walking behind him up the steps, and Robin, this man, this grown man, he was like three steps up the staircase, leans over and starts walking up the staircase on all fours like an animal.
Oh my God. I know what you're saying. Like, little kids do that. I know exactly what you're saying.
I almost threw up all over the staircase. I have not been able to get the image of a grown man walking up the staircase on all fours.
Yeah, that is the definition of an ick, is seeing someone do that and then just being like, no, ugh, gross.
I couldn't even follow him. I stopped, dead stopped what I was doing, and I just couldn't even speak. I turned around, walked back down the steps, and I sat back and down in the living room, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about it, and it makes me nauseous every single time.
I'm so glad we did X today, because clearly you had to get this off your chest, because I know you're not well from this.
I am unwell still.
I agree. Never speak or see this man ever, this animal ever again.
I never want to think about him ever again.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Thank you so much for calling in with this ick. This may have been my favorite one today.
Thank you for letting me get this off my chest.
I'm here for you. I will send you the therapy bill in the mail.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Thanks for calling. Oh my God. See, that really is an ick, because the guy did something and she was physically ill from seeing it.
But for me, I would be more of like a what? Like, I'm just more confused.
I think also because for you, it would be a woman. And if a woman did it, you'd be confused. As a guy, I'm like, what is wrong with you?
But I remember doing it as a kid.
No, as a kid, it's totally acceptable. If you're a kid or a monkey, those are the two reasons. You should do that. That's it. That's it. But oh my gosh, I love it. Guys, thank you so much for calling in with your ex. This was such a fun. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. So now here's my dilemma. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for our end segment, so security didn't know if he was going to be here today because of jury duty.
Correct.
So I had an end segment planned, but it didn't involve you.
Oh.
Did you have an idea for an end segment?
No, I looked for news stories just in case. Why
would you look? I thought we cut the news.
I know, but I was sitting, you know, before they brought us in and all that. I was like, what do I do? I'm like, I can look up just news stories.
Okay. What? How are they?
I think they're great.
Oh my God. Should we do a news segment?
I think the fans would love that. Like, you know, as
I have to say, when we cut the news, the outpour of love for me for cutting it was tremendous. Okay, if you could do them short, we could do the news today.
Really?
Yeah, because the other one didn't involve you at all. All right. Okay, security. Do they have to do with X?
I can. Yeah, sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they deal with X.
Oh, my God.
100%.
Okay, but do them, like, fast, a little less boring than usual.
Okay, all right. Okay.
All right, go.
So, Robin, you know how it's an ick when something is stolen from you?
Yeah.
Like in South Dakota, a statue of a velociraptor. Velociraptor.
Raptor.
Not a velociraptor.
A
velociraptor.
A dinosaur.
A dinosaur. Yeah. A statue was stolen from a museum, and the police was on a week-long manhunt, a dinosaur hunt. But don't worry, they found it and arrested the individuals.
Okay, thank God. All right, give me another news story. How many do you have?
17.
No, really.
3.
Okay.
Next. Okay, so Robin, you know how it's an ick when you don't know who the father is?
Oh, my God. I wish jury duty kept you longer. Okay.
But don't worry, because guess what? Maury Povich is coming out with a parental take at home DNA test that you can do at home, send it in within like 2 or 3 days. You can find out if...
he's the father?
You are the father.
And does like Maury... is like a cameo from Maury?
Yeah, this is his... like, it's his product.
I know, but do you get a cameo of Maury going, you are the father? All right. I can't take any more news.
I know. Ended on that one. I love that. That was great. End it there.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for calling in today. You can find out the topic every week at Robin Shaw Comic on Instagram and TikTok. And then you call in 720-727-6296. Also, I am performing all over this country in the fall. Detroit, Atlanta, San Diego, Phoenix. I'm also going to Canada. We have Toronto and Vancouver. You can get your tickets at robinshaw.com. And guys, I love to... oh, we have another call. Call Waiting is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Picot. Editing by Basilio Perez and Jorge Morales Picot. Guest booking by Ali Freelander. Be sure to follow me at Robin Shaw Comic on Instagram and TikTok to find out our next topic and learn when to call each week. And give me a ring at 720-72-ROBIN. That's 720-727-6296.
Betches.